month that's blessed. Ramadan's the best. Good deeds are done, and with Hood Hood, it's fun. It's a month of blessings, I'm sure you'll get your share. So do good deeds and show that you care. Hood Hood, keeping you company this Ramadan on Radio Islam.
Hmm, butterflies, why does a bird get all dressed up at sari time?
Are you asking me, or are you making fun of me again, Zineera?
Birds get dressed up to look high and fly. Right, Hood Hood? Now, tell me why you're all dressed up at sari time and marinating in attar. It is still very far.
You know, our teacher in school, Appa Amina, was very angry at our class yesterday.
Hmm, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, you know how she shouted us. She even told us our attitude and akhlaq stinks and our manners belongs in the dustbin.
Oh, that's really bad. If such a sweet teacher could say such things, you guys must have made her really angry.
It wasn't me.
Yeah, Hood Hood, it's never you. What's new?
It was Big Mouth Bilal. He was back answering again and speaking so disrespectfully. He was clicking his tongue like this and making hand actions.
Oh, that's really bad.
Yeah, and he didn't even do his work. So Appa got so angry in the first place. She asked, is that how you speak to your parents at home? Is that the manners your parents taught you?
Oh no, that's horrible. I hope his parents certainly knock some sense into him now.
Appa was so angry yesterday, she gave the whole class a lecture. She said, Muslims are supposed to have the best character, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the best of mankind, and we are his ummah, and we are supposed to have the best character.
Well, that's definitely true, but it still doesn't explain why you're all dressed up.
Appa always says, I'm a character, so today I'm going to dress to impress and show her what smart and beautiful character I am. And if I'm the best dressed, my Appa will say, I'm the best character.
Oh, Allah, I should have known. I'm speechless. I can't think of anything more appropriate to say than smell your feathers later. My butterflies, hukukul ibad and the treatment of fellow beings is a very important thing in Islam, and unfortunately it's taken for granted. Such a pertinent and important aspect of Islam that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best amongst you is the one with the best character. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also placed great emphasis on the grooming and the tarbiyah of children. It's recorded something to the effect, the best gift a man can give to his offspring is good manners. In today's times, everything is centered on materialism and akhlaq and morals have become a distant memory. But remember, it was the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that won the hearts of the staunchest enemies of Islam. It's this akhlaq that will, if embedded in our children, make them successful. Not the brand clothing and dresses that helps you impress for success.